something we hope you really like.
You're listening to
Creating Daily.
There's something wrong with you. You know that?
Because you and I are like a mullet. Sid is the business, so he's the front part of the haircut, and then I'm the party in the back.
I think they're hilarious.
Speaks to me. It's like he's saying what I'm thinking.
What's up, all you creator people? That little subscribe button just launched up there. Well, there you go. I'll start the show by saying subscribe since it went off. I don't know. Anyway, I was working on that kind of pre-show. But subscribe to the show if you haven't, wherever you're watching from. If you're watching live, feel free to hit us up in the closest chat box, comment box next to you. We really appreciate you being here. All you beautiful creator people, welcome to another episode of Creating Daily. I'm your host, Billy Thorpe. And I'm super excited about this show because I'm going to share a little bit about a new project I've been working on with a podcast membership I just launched for my fishing show. So I really appreciate that. What's up, Sid Meadows? Already in the chat, already getting the chat fired up over on YouTube. Not too much, man. Looking forward to our show on Friday. I got a big lineup this week. Got Katie Brinkley coming on tomorrow to talk about all things hashtags. Like, there's so much. What about this hashtag? What about that? Where do I find them? How many? Blah, blah, blah. I have so many questions. And Katie Brinkley is going to help solve those questions for us tomorrow at 2 p.m. And then Wednesday, I got my friend Jason on from Owl, the Owl app. So you want to get paid for your advice? You want to just stop getting on the phone with everyone and giving them all the goods and not getting anything in return? Well, he created this really cool app where you, as a content creator, or just as a person in general, a professional, an expert, can get on and get monetized from just sharing your knowledge via phone calls. So that's a pretty cool app. And then Thursday, we got Kane Barron coming on to talk about how to build your podcast community. So it might actually be a little bit like this show. It might actually have some of the same kind of content and context and all this kind of fun stuff. And I'll probably ask some questions for him because he's launched, I don't even know, like, I can't remember what the total was, but hundreds of podcasts and help build communities and all that kind of fun stuff. So it should be good. Should be a great lineup. If you haven't already, hit that subscribe button if you're watching on YouTube or Bullhorn, because that's the only two places at this moment you can watch us and subscribe to the channel so you get notifications when we schedule stuff and, more importantly, when we go live and drop stuff. You can also listen to it on your favorite podcast player, so go check that out as well. All right, so I hope you've had an amazing Easter weekend. It's back to business. It's Monday. It's Money Monday, not only for Creating Daily, but for the whole world, because it's tax day. Well, I don't know about the whole world, but definitely in the United States, it's tax day. So for all you entrepreneurs out there, I'm with you. I'm doing this right now. All right, obviously I didn't really yell because that would have been terrible for my voice. But yeah, we all hate tax day. And I kind of forgot about it because my wife and I took care of taxes a little earlier in the year, and then she had to send out a group text to remind all of our friends, all of our entrepreneur friends, like, hey, it's tax day. Like, it's kind of like the wound is open and you just pour salt in there. So I always feel, I hate taxes. Anyhow, enough of taxes. Let's get into some more fun segments, I suppose.
What? It's tool time with Creating Daily.
All right, this tool I've been using for a really long time is called buymeacoffee.com. It is a really kind of a cool platform for your community. It gives an opportunity for your community to reach out to you and support you, just literally support you with donations. I've been using this for my fishing show up until this point, which I'm going to talk about why I don't use it anymore, or haven't been promoting it, and it's been awesome. Like, we've literally been able to bring in, at times, hundreds of dollars from our community because they just want to say, hey, thank you for making content. Thank you for producing this podcast. And so you got to give people a way to support you. And buymeacoffee.com is a super simple ask. It's really easy to set up and people can donate to you just to support you as a creator, just to support your podcast, all those fun things. So if you want to check it out on the supporter side, go to buymeacoffee.com/Billy Thorpe. You can buy me a cup of coffee and see how it works there, and then set up your own account as well. All right, now let's jump over to some creator highlights.
Creator highlights.
No cooking necessary, no assembly required.
It's got to be funky.
All right, speaking of coffee and buying me a coffee, if you do go over to buymeacoffee.com/Billy Thorpe, you're probably going to be buying me a cup of Maven coffee. So my friends over at Maven Coffee are sponsoring this little bit here, and they are amazing. It's award-winning micro lots, hand-selected by the Maven team, and this is real Colombian coffee. They work with farmers, small farmers in Colombia to get some of the best coffee in the world. And some of these farms are literally producing some of the best coffee in the world, voted by people who vote about the best coffee in the world. So go check those guys out, mavencoffee.com. Now, today's creator highlight goes to my two friends, Chris and Amanda of The Chris and Amanda Show. If you've never seen it before, you should definitely check it out. Super amounts of fun. I watched it this morning. I can't remember what time they go live, but you can go to thechrisandamandashow.com and learn more. But literally, listen to The Chris and Amanda Show is like eating an ice cream on a hot day. It's the ultimate he said, she said podcast that will leave you wanting more of their discussions about music each week. It's a real music reaction channel with genuine reactions. And when I say it's a lot of fun, it is a lot of fun. I watched it this morning and try to tune in when I can live, but you can also catch a replay on YouTube and all those fun places as well. And by the way, once I'm going to go ahead and get into this, my thoughts about podcast memberships and things like that. If you have any questions or comments, feel free to leave them in the questions or comments. If you're watching on YouTube, put a Q colon and then ask your question. That way I can go back and find it pretty easily. And then if you're over on Bullhorn, well, they made it pretty easy for you. You can just put it in the little question section. Or if you want to chat over there on Bullhorn, just put it in the chat section. And if you want to call in, you can call in as well. I'm not going to take any live callers up front, but maybe on the back end. So now, enough of all that stuff. Let's get into my experience with podcast membership so far and why we decided to even do one. So now I don't have my co-host with me, but my co-host and I work super well together. We've been producing a fishing show for 2 years. Actually, this month, I think in like 2 days, it'll be 2 years since we launched our first episode. And really, to in my opinion, and once again, I've done this one time and I've only been doing it for 2 weeks and promoting it for a little over a month. But in my opinion, unlike sponsorships or the way I do sponsorships, you got to have a bigger audience because you need to have a percentage of people that's going to convert, that's going to become members of your audience. And so if you're just launching your show, now some people, and I believe Kane, that's going to come on Thursday, I believe he is going to tell you to start it from the very beginning, which I'm really, really curious. And that's one of my questions for him because I've heard him say that in a Clubhouse room, like you should start on day one, a membership for your podcast. However, in my opinion, I'm like, why would I do that? I probably don't have anybody listening. Anyway, we'll get into that maybe on Thursday. I'm gonna get that conversation fired up. So the first thing first is we geared up just to have a podcast first and then to create a second show. I'm going to get into all that. But the thing we did with our podcast is, one, we started a podcast. So if you don't have a podcast, there you go, step one. Then two, we went ahead and solidified sponsor relationships. Now, this is the decision that we made because we wanted, first of all, we had relationships in the industry of fishing and saltwater fishing in particular, so we felt like we'd have better chances of going out, telling the community what we're doing, telling people, business owners in the community what we're doing, and have better chances of getting sponsored. And so that was the reason why we really went with sponsorship over membership, over product, over all this other stuff. Okay, so when I'm thinking about monetization, because it's Money Monday, that's what I'm thinking about, I went with sponsorships first. So we started our podcast, we created these sponsorship relationships, and then we really just said, like, we're going to focus on growing our audience for a while before we do anything else. So if you want to put it in phases, phase one was launch the podcast, get sponsors, grow our audience. And that's what we've literally been focused on for nearly 24 months, is those three things. Like, how do we show up? You know, and here's how we started growing our audience. One, we stayed niche. We stayed on the coast of North Carolina, saltwater only. If it doesn't live in the sea, we don't talk about it. And we want to help people catch more fish more often. Like, that is the whole premise of our show. And we talk only about the coast of North Carolina. So we stayed super niche. We showed up consistently. So people can depend on us as content creators to show up every single week. In our case, it's every single Tuesday morning. We're showing up, we're dropping an episode. And then we stayed consistent in our messaging and our marketing and really just putting it out there more and more and more and more, okay? And telling people about it, asking people questions, asking people for feedback, and really just honing in on the message, the content, and the delivery. So that's what we did. So I don't want anybody to think like, oh, I can just start a podcast and start a membership group and do what Billy did. I've worked hard. Like, my co-host and I have worked really hard over the last 2 years to create a product, one that resonates with our audience, that resonates with our niche, that we, you know, researched and understood their pain points and what they wanted, and then, you know, kept that thing alive and did it. Because it's a commitment. It's not just start a podcast to make money. But anyway, so we did that. We got our show right. We got our sponsor relationships right. And then we were looking, this year to do another something, like a show, a membership. We weren't really sure. And by the way, we didn't just start thinking about it this year. It wasn't like January 1st, we're like, you know what? Why don't we start a show? Like, this was in the plan before we ever started the show. All right, so we sat down, we had a business meeting, we treat our podcast like a business, and we were really, planning these things out way before, like 2 years ago. Okay, so this is on our vision map. This is on our roadmap to get to where we want to go as content creators, as being in the media space, as bringing this fishing content. And so this was a part of it. This is like one of my original, like, hey, we should do a membership of some kind. Now, I wasn't really clear on what that was. So fast forward 2 years, we're sitting down, we're going, okay, we want to do something else. We want to create an additional stream of revenue. What are we going to do? How are we going to do this? And we have this growing audience that's awesome, that's showing up. They're showing up. We're showing up. They're showing up. This is great. So what do we do? So we kind of sat back and looked at two different options. One, create a membership, which we both knew, like, that's cool, but we really didn't know exactly, like, what direction we're going to go with it. Or two, start a second show and get it sponsored. However, right now we cover the whole coast of North Carolina, so the only second show we could have probably done was maybe go to Georgia, maybe go up north to Virginia, or maybe South Carolina, maybe, and start another show. However, that's a whole lot more work. It's sponsored. We could probably get it sponsored maybe pre-show. But when we looked at it, there's a couple pros and cons with this kind of business model. And this is really with sponsorships anyway, and I talk about this, but is one, some of the pros is like, we could continue to show up and talk about fishing and just do a different area and go get sponsors. And sponsors are great because it's more money up front. Like, I don't have to build this audience for this particular area and then ask them to subscribe to something. Okay, I can just go out, I can talk to a business who has a marketing budget, build the value of why I think they should sponsor my show over whatever else they're doing, or in conjunction with whatever else they're doing marketing-wise, and really make some decent money off of a show. So that was good. That's like, we're okay. Yeah, cool. This is great. That's a plus. We should do that. And then we start looking at the cons, and the biggest con of just sponsorship in general is you can't put that many sponsors on your show. Now, I have a sponsor segment where we talk about sponsors. However, I realized pretty quickly, like, if I get more than a couple, two or three on the show at a time, that becomes a little convoluted. I'm not really doing a good job for the brand. I'm really not doing a good job for my audience. And so we decided, like, hey, maybe this is not the best, the best scalable thing. It's not scalable just to go get sponsors. Now, you can do other stuff with sponsors and create other relationships and all this kind of stuff. And, Monty that was on the show last week really dove into some of those things. And so there is that opportunity. So don't think just sponsoring my podcast, but for us in this particular project, it didn't make a whole lot of sense because we're not creating in a lot of other areas right now. We're really just focused on the podcast and just the podcast alone. It's not like, we have an Amazon store for the fishing show. Like, it's not like we're creating additional content on YouTube for the, so all that kind of stuff didn't really make sense for us. And then we started looking at memberships and we're like, okay, what's the pros and cons of that? What can we do? So one of the pros, it's scalable, right? So you can literally sell as many seats as you want to this sponsorship or to this membership program. It's unlimited. So there's no, as long as you can get somebody to see the value as a listener or as an audience member or viewer or whatever, and they want to pay their X amount of dollars per month, per year, then that's what you do. You can sell it. So it's scalable. So it's like, all right, this is always a plus. Like, do a project once, sell it multiple times. Like, this is great. Like, we love that part of it. Another cool pro is we could pre-sell this. So we could pre-sell it, which we did, and I'll talk about, but we could pre-sell it before the launch to make sure the product is something that our audience wanted. And so that's what we did, and I'll tell you about that in a minute, but it's kind of cool because we can, say, hey, we're going to put this out there. If people want it, they'll buy it. If not, we're just not going to do it. We're just not going to show up for it, and we're going to give their money back or whatever. And then the third pro here is it's fairly automated. So you put it into your production, you put it into your promotional stuff, and you can just tell people, like, hey, we have this membership. We have this additional content. You can go sign up. And it's fairly automated. Now, there's some cons to it. One of the cons is customer service, right? So in our particular industry, we've had a few people struggle with, can, you know, getting into the website, compatibility issues. And then we had the little website slowness problem. Okay. So that was a little, you know, something we had to fix with a server issue or whatever. Managing your community. What does that look like? Like, that's a lot of work. Like, do we start a community? Do we just deliver additional content? Like, these are all the cons going on in our head. Feature requests, managing people's expectations. So now, instead of me just working with 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 10 sponsors a year, now I'm going, okay, here's potentially hundreds, potentially thousands of people. And now I'm, you know, maybe we're like taking all kinds of inbound requests. Like, what does that look like? What is that workflow and that admin and refunds? And I'm not happy, and, you know, all this kind of stuff. What does that look like? And I don't know yet because we're just 2 weeks into it, but I'll share, you know, a little bit about our experience so far. And then, you know, software stuff, like, how do I set this up and not manually touch all this stuff, which, you know, my co-host did a fantastic job with. Ended up going with MemberPress over like Patreon or Buy Me a Coffee, just because we keep more money, right? It's, we can manage ourselves, we can keep more money, all that kind of stuff. So that was, you know, so we did, you know, what is it to look like for sponsorships versus membership? We liked that memberships were scalable. And then we kind of got into like, all right, we need a goal. All right, so we need a goal before we ever launch this thing. What are we trying to accomplish? What are we trying to achieve? And that was to get a certain amount of members pre-launch. Now, I was pretty much shocked because I've been in the creative community. I've launched membership programs for mastermind stuff. I've been a part of a mastermind, leading a mastermind. I've been a part of other people's launches, like from the outside looking in. And I just know, like, membership stuff is tough to sell, and it's tough to get people to sign up. And so what we did was we did a pre-sale. So we did what's called a charter membership, and we took our yearly rate, we cut it in half, and said, if you sign up before April 15th, then you can have a year for half the price of what the regular annual price would be. And our goal in the beginning was we want to reach 25 people. If we can get 25 people to buy into this and you know, get these additional, this additional content per month, then we really feel like we have something that is sustainable. We can grow that. Okay, you know, if you get 25 people, like, and once again, we're just kind of making this stuff up, all right? It's not like I read a blog and said, hey, get 25 people and you got a golden nugget. You know, it wasn't any of that. It was just based on my experience. Like, dude, if we can get 25 people, that would feel pretty successful. So that was our goal. And now we haven't set this, but maybe I probably will in the next coming weeks, is like, what's my 3-month goal, 6-month, 12-month goal, all that kind of stuff. And then you have to look at, like, what is your time commitment? So this was another con, and I'm going to get into this here in a second, but this was a con for this project, and it still kind of is. I think we have a pretty good workflow, but it's a lot of additional work. So for our current fishing podcast, we're showing up, we're doing live to drive, we're batch recording maybe 2, maybe 3 episodes every week, and so we got a stack of those in there. Well, with our new content, it is time sensitive. It is what is happening on the water last week, this week, and in a forecast for next week. And it is basically, you know, fishing reports that need to be shot the same week. So now it's not, oh, we schedule one guest, but now we have a plethora of guests, like 10 a week, and we're recording these little segments with them, these little fishing report segments, and then I'm going into the editing studio to put them all into place. So it's not like, hey, we can just give you guys this timeline, you show up on the minute we tell you, and I can continue rolling the footage and just pop you in like it's a live stream. And that's just not how it did. So anyway, you got to look at the time commitment as well. And what are those expectations of your time versus reward? And so we looked at that and said, okay, if we can get 25 people a year to sign up for this, you know, we'll commit for one whole year and see if we can grow it. So that was kind of the thing. So now the idea part of it was, all right, now we're committed. Now we said we get a number. Now, like, what are we going to offer? And I think sometimes when you look at, like, Patreon, you look at Buy Me a Coffee, I'm overwhelmed. Like, I even go to some people's Patreon and I try to read their, you know, like, what are they going to offer me? What am I going to get? How much? And I just get overwhelmed. And I'm like, you know what? I don't know if this is, you know, I don't know if this is going to be for me or not. And then sometimes I even bail on the project. I'm like, I don't know, whatever. So I didn't really want to do that. And neither did my co-host, because one, the deliverables need to be within our reach, right? We need to be able to show up, deliver this content, deliver what we say we're going to deliver on that list. So we didn't want to overpromise and underdeliver, but we wanted to just say, hey, let's focus on one thing at a time and let's deliver this one thing. And then as we progress and grow and have more resources, then we can maybe outsource a couple projects, focus on some other stuff. Okay, so this is like, and this is all in the making, okay? So I'm not saying like, hey, take notes and go do what I did, because there might be a better way to do it. I'm just wanting to share my experience over the last couple weeks and month of putting this thing together. So what did we choose? We chose to do phishing reports. Now, you might say, how did you come across this idea? And we decided to do weekly phishing reports, by the way. Let me say that weekly. That's what I'm talking about, that time frame. I can't get somebody to give me a phishing report from a month ago and have it be relevant for this week. So I need it this week, about this week, projection for next week. So my co-host, luckily for me, has been providing phishing reports for like 20 years. And so this was actually, you know, I think the membership thing, you know, we kind of brainstormed, but we were brainstorming like, what, you know, what do we do? What do we do? And he's like, hey, can we do what I do, what I've been doing for 20 years in the form of audio and video? And I'm like, cool, this is a great idea. So let's take it and try to figure it out. So that was good. So when you're thinking about these membership groups and you're thinking about creating a membership for your podcast, figure out what you are really good at. Figure out what your co-host is really good at. So my co-host, he's been doing phishing reports for 20 years. He's great at getting phishing reports. He's great at giving people, asking them the right questions to get the right answers. He's great at all that, okay? Now, what am I great at? I'm great at making all this stuff come together and creating this story on this timeline of video and audio and making it all come together and make sense. So we can take multiple different people in the same project and make all this stuff make sense together. So we took those two elements, his 20 years of experience doing that, my 18 years of creating video and audio projects, and put them together. And that's what we decided to do, is to do weekly phishing reports for people along the coast of North Carolina. Now, let's talk about the pros of this. So the pros of this is, one, it's pretty unique. No one's doing it the way we are doing it. I'll say that. Now, there's people giving phishing reports. There's phishing report podcasts, all that. It's not like a new idea, but the way that we're doing it, the way that we are, you know, have contributors and different things like that is fairly unique, and it's just packed full of content, and it's just packed full of data and information, and I don't know anybody else doing it. And I did my research, I did my due diligence to see how it was going, and so it's unique. And then also, this is something that people are already asking for, right? I already told you my co-host has been doing this for 20 years, delivering phishing reports on a different medium, a whole different way. But people keep getting them. They keep picking them up. They keep reading them on the internet or whatever he's, you know, doing. And so this is the same thing. So people want it. So it's unique. People want it. Now the cons, which I alluded to this a little bit earlier, is we can't batch it. So we are used to batching it. We are creators who live to drive, batch record. We got them in the tank. We're putting them out there. Okay, so we can't batch it. We can't live to drive record it. And then we got to figure out, like, how do we provide enough value to our weekly guests who are showing up, who are buying into what we're doing? And luckily, a lot of these people who are contributors, they've been on our podcast before. They understand that when they partner with us, that they you know, they're going to see a return on their investment of time. And they're super passionate about the community, so we share a lot of the same values, things like that. Okay, so that was, you know, these are a couple of cons. And then the last thing is, we're showing up every single week, a certain time frame, to record these, and then I edit them and I put them out and all that kind of stuff. So a lot of commitment. This is what I've noticed with a membership versus just a podcast. It is another level of commitment. So when you're thinking about this, when you're brainstorming it, think about that, okay? Think about your content. Think of how you're going to deliver it. Think about how you're going to do all this. Now, how do we even verify that this was a good idea? Is we put it out there. We started using our podcast that we have leveraged, that we've built for 2 years, that we have a decent sized audience with, and we started just having the conversation. Look, we're going to do these phishing reports. Here is 50% off for the first year and every year after upon renewal. So that's what we did to kind of spice up the deal, was 50% off, and then if you renew, you can keep that same deal. You'll be grandfathered in with your renewal. And so what we did was just put it out there, and we just, I mean, that was it. Like, we literally, speaking of fishing, put some bait on the hook, we threw it out there, and we just sat on it, and we put it in our episodes, and we made a special announcement about it, we made a video, we put it into some emails, And so far, we've had over 140, I think it's like 148, almost 150 people sign up for our membership. And we're seeing 1 to 2 membership signups every day, you know, coming in. So that has really been, you know, my experience so far. And once again, this isn't like, hey, take notes and do what Billy did. This is really, I just wanted to share with you the possibilities of what your podcast can do for you, you know, financially, what your podcast can do for your community. And then, you know, now this is what I call like stacking. So some people go, well, are you going to stop doing sponsorships? Like, no, like our main podcast that's free to the world is going to still have sponsors. That's still valuable to sponsors. And we're going to keep building those sponsor relationships and adding sponsors to that show as we can and filling in those empty spaces all throughout the year. But this is just another level of monetization as a content creator. And this is Money Monday. So I want to tell you how to make some money. So if you're not thinking about memberships, begin to just brainstorm, what does that look like? And there's all kinds of different platforms that you can host these things through. We chose MemberPress because we already had a WordPress website. So we chose MemberPress and we're just running people through that. And we have a pro Vimeo account, which gets our private video. And then we have a Hello Audio account, which gets our private audio. And it's also delivered to their phone as well. I mean, I know there's, I see Monty Weaver jumping in the chat there. He has a community group there. I think it's, I can't remember what the platform's called now that I said that. I just saw it this morning too. But there's all kinds of different membership platforms that you can jump on that probably make life a lot easier than MemberPress. But I think you just got to think about it. Like, what can I deliver to my community, to my audience? And I will say this, like probably, and I don't know statistically. And once again, I'm excited to have Kane on Thursday because I believe he's done quite a bit of this, but it is, what is the percentage of conversion? And this is one thing that I don't even know, like, should I measure it after 30 days? Should I measure it after a week? Should I measure it after pre-show? We started promoting this project in February 28th, 27th, 28th. And now, you know, we just launched it last week and we cut off our charter membership opportunity on the 15th. So it's only been a few days. Now, I can't really say like, oh, X amount of our audience converted. This is your conversion rate. I've heard anywhere from 1% to 15% for podcast membership conversions. And I think we're probably maybe, at, I don't know, 1% or less. I don't know. So it's still a decent amount of people. And then also like, how good are stats? How good are, you know, podcast stats and all that stuff? So I don't really, you know, I don't have all the answers to that. But I know it is very interesting to me to see what this membership has done already, and what it will continue to do and how we can continue to build it. So give your community opportunity to reach out to you, either through Buy Me a Coffee, or like I said, Patreon or something. And you don't have to make it so complicated. This is what I think when I see Patreon accounts, it's like all these three different tiers and all this content and all this additional work and all, you know, all this kind of stuff. We literally are delivering one additional hour of content per week that we're just pre-recording. Now, I get it, but we don't have a community group. There's no comments. There's no chats. There's no Facebook group. There's none of that. Now, all that stuff we have on our list to eventually incorporate into what we're doing. However, to start, we kept it super, super simple. So if you have any questions, feel free, once again, to hit me up in the chat, hit me up in the questions thing. If you're on Bullhorn, got a little chat here. And, oh, James Hicks, what's up, man? Good day, sir. Good to see you. Another awesome live streamer. So yeah, if you have any chats or whatever, feel free to leave them there. And then if you're commenting on YouTube, I'll just flash it up here. Like Monty Weaver says, hashtag creating daily. Appreciate you doing that. Monty's a YouTube expert, so maybe I should think about this creating hashtag. But let me know in the chat, do you have a membership for your podcast? Is it on your radar to do one? And if you have any questions about it, once again, this is not like a workshop on like best practices or how to grow it or how to launch it. I literally just wanted to share my experience because if you know me for any amount of time, you know I'm often throwing mud against the wall, trying to see what sticks. And then I'm quick to share, maybe sometimes prematurely, with my community about what's working. And, you know, everyone's circumstances are different. Everyone's podcast is different. Everyone's podcast audience size is different. I would say that I do believe you need an audience that's a pretty decent size to get, you know, to make money off this. Now, you could start at day one and just say, hey, this is a membership, and I'm, you know, if that's what you want to do. But for us, we didn't have the bandwidth just to create an additional show for no reason. And so our whole, you know, reasoning for creating an additional show was to generate another stream of revenue. And then also we want to create additional content as well. But once again, monetization strategy, it's like we can't just show up and take time away from our friends and family and all this just to create, because we like to create. We wanted to create to bring value, but also get value. So it's value for value. I think it's a really cool thing. I'll keep you guys up to date. I don't see anybody chatting or commenting or any of that stuff, and I don't want to just talk to be talking, but I do see we got several people on Bullhorn listening, so really appreciate you guys. If you haven't subscribed already, find that nearest subscription button or subscribe button. There we go. Can I bring it up? Oh, there we go. That's a little high. Anyway, I got to work on these graphics a little bit for the show. As you know, as you could probably tell, I just like to run stuff like kind of lean and mean, keep it simple, focus on the value, focus on the content, and deliver it that way. So if you're interested in this type of content, feel free to, like I said, subscribe. And then also, I upload these every week to a podcast hosting company that sends it out to all the major podcast players so you can listen to it on the go as well. All right. I don't believe I have anybody commenting or asking any questions, so I really appreciate you guys jumping on the show today. Join me tomorrow. I'm going to be joined by Katie Brinkley, who we're going to talk about. We're going to hash out the hashtags. There is so much conversation going on around hashtags. How do they work? Where do you find them? What tools do you use? And we're really going to jump into it, and we're going to hash it. We're going to hash it out. All right. Yeah, here we go. Super creative. I know. But we're going to hash it out. And then once again, on Wednesday, I got my friend Jason Hill from the Owl app. Just drop the Owl app and you can get paid literally for your advice. That's a really cool way to create content, or not really even create content, but take phone calls via an app, have your time tracked, charge what you want, get paid what you want for your advice. So if you're helping people and you always get people go, hey man, can we just jump on a 15-minute call, I get some questions, it turns into 45 minutes. For me, it's a big struggle because I just want to help people. I want to give it all away, and I do, but then once again, there's that time. It's like, dude, I can't be on the phone for 20 minutes, you know, so that's a cool way to get monetized. And then Thursday, we got Kane. I mentioned him several times. Going to come on, talk about building your podcast community. And then Friday, I got my friend Sid Meadows on. He's a co-host for Friday's show, and we're going to be talking about collaboration. So I just talked about one today with my co-host. It's been super amazing over at the Fisherman's Post podcast. It's been super great. And so Sid and I collaborate on a lot of stuff as well. So we're going to talk about how do you put that collaboration together and make it a success. All right, that is all from me. I don't know why I said Billy. Over here at Creating Daily. Hope you have a wonderful day. Go hit record. Go create something great. And if you need some help, you know, brainstorming or getting a sponsor for your show or whatever, reach out to me. That's what I do. I help creators just like you monetize their projects through sponsorships, and I'll be willing to share some stuff about this membership as well. All right, we'll see you tomorrow at 2 p.m. Katie is going to be co-hosting with me. We'll see you then.